Ladies, hello and welcome once again. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, whether you're listening to us live today or you're participating via the replay. I just want to say thank you so much for joining me inside the Sister Sense Power Circle. I thought there was no better way to end the year than for the last day of the year. We're going to have the last Jumpstart Your Business session of the year, talking about 5 steps to getting what you want every year, right? So totally awesome. And again, so excited to have you guys here. I know some of you, you kind of popped in, you saw the email and was like, yay, we're having a JYB call today. So you jumped in. And so I'm really looking forward to sharing some of these steps with you and finding out, you know, what you want to do next year, what you've been able to accomplish this year, so that you can really get fierce, focused, and fired up. That's kind of my agenda, right, for the upcoming year, getting you fierce, focused, and fired up, and keeping myself in that space as well. So before we get started, I see some ladies in the queue, and I definitely want to have an opportunity to talk to you. So if you'd like to enter the queue, you can hit *6 and 1. Let me know who you are, what you're up to, and if you've got a question just before we begin, sure, jump that, you know, jump in, and I'll make sure that I integrate those questions as we go. Okay, let me see here. I want to make sure that I correctly unmute you. Okay. Hello?
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, hello.
Hi, just sending you a good morning. Janelle McLeod from Atlanta, Georgia. One of your biggest followers for many years. It all started from YouTube.
Awesome. I'm so excited to have you here, Janelle, and I appreciate the fact that you've been following me via YouTube. I haven't done too many videos recently, but I'm glad that you are still in the circle. Tell me what you've been doing this year.
A lot of online branding, online marketing, and building my online audience. My goal was to hit 2,500 subscribers, and I successfully exceeded that by reaching 3,200 subscribers, thanks to the good old Facebook that brings me the most traffic to my list. Ha-ha.
That's wonderful. So for those of you who do not know about what you do, let them know what your website is.
My website is heronlineworld.com, where I help moms and women in business achieve success online, and I also teach them how to generate additional income streams around their main business or even if they're working their day job by monetizing their website and blog and also getting paid through affiliate links and offers.
Wonderful. So you guys, you know, you fellow mommy entrepreneurs out there, definitely make sure that you connect with Janelle and stay connected. Her subscriber list is growing, so you may want to find out how she was able to do that successfully this year. Awesome. Good stuff.
Thank you. Thank you for the call. Thank you for having me, and continue helping women like us prosper. God bless you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to mute the line now.
Okay. Okay, I see one more lady. Hello?
Hello, LaShonda. This is Tracy from the Resume Workshop. How are you?
Hey, Tracy. I'm doing awesome. I'm glad you're on the call. How you doing?
I am doing just fabulous. And my goal for this year, coming up 2015, is to actually do what the other caller is doing, which is to focus more on my online presence. Because I have it on lock in the back door, so I want to come out more this year and provide more services and products, more generation of products and services. So that's going to be my focus for 2015.
Okay, I like that. So focusing on your online presence. I'm going to see how we can integrate that in our conversation for today. But like I said, of course, I am glad that you are here, and I want people to make sure that they are aware of your website, Resume Workshops. So tell them about the site and what you do.
Okay, basically I do workshops to help people who are seeking employment, or I actually do their resumes and all their career services products, such as resume, cover letter, thank you letter, and reference sheet, so that they can brand themselves for their next opportunity.
So you ladies definitely want to check out Tracy Cooper. I had the pleasure of working on her website earlier this year, and I'm really looking forward to seeing what comes up with you because you've got some awesome activities offline, so we want to get that online focus where it needs to be. So let's see what happens in this upcoming year.
Thank you, and same to you.
Thank you. All righty, ladies, once again, thank you first and foremost for being inside the last Jumpstart Your Business call of the year. If you are listening to the replays, you can email me, lhenry@sistersense.com, or over at Sistersense, you see there's a tab, right, that you can hit that tab and leave me a voice message. Let me know what you're working on, what questions you have, however I can help to direct you or get you powered up to fire start the year. I am definitely here to do that. Now, actually, I am in sunny Florida today. You know, I live in North Carolina. I'm a New Yorker, moved to North Carolina, but I've got quite a bit of family in Florida. So I am in sunny Florida today for the holidays. I hope that wherever you are right now, you are having a great day and you are excited about what's to come for the new year. It's quickly approaching, and as I mentioned earlier on, my agenda for this upcoming year is to help you stay fierce, focused, and fired up. So I really want today to talk about what it takes to get what you want tomorrow. You know, I sit back and I think about those things I've been able to accomplish all the time because I feel like in order for us to move forward, we've got to reflect on what we've done, where we've come from thus far. And so in between the ups and the downs each year, I feel like it's full of hidden opportunities, but you have to know where to look. There are a lot of people who are stuck out there, and they don't know how to move forward. There are opportunities coming for them. They just can't see it. So what I want to do is kind of help you take off those blinders and be conscious of those opportunities and how you can make things happen for yourself. So I always like to lead by example, right? So take my life, for example. This past year, I was able to do a couple of things, one of which was expand my local network, something that I've been talking about throughout the year as far as the Jumpstart Your Business calls. I do a lot online. It's funny, Tracy's like, I do a lot offline and I want to do more online. I do a lot online and I wanted to do more offline. So having a local community of entrepreneurs and women that I could reach out to and network with was very, very important. I expanded my network through our local Women's Power Networking group. I met the fabulous Issa Rae, creator of Awkward Black Girl, from her YouTube sensation to just making so many amazing connections. I said I had to meet this woman, and I was so honored and excited to meet her this year. I closed more deals, diversified my client base, which is a big one because sometimes I talk to clients and they say, you know, I'm afraid to have a target market. And you know I've got a very specific target market. I work predominantly with women entrepreneurs on a flostering budget that startup, pretty much how I started up when I began several years ago. But you know what? I've got a lot of high-end clientele. I work with a lot of males, non-African-American women. You know, my client base has diversified exponentially in this last year, which goes to show it's not just about picking your market, but about being consistent and credible in what you do, because if you do it the right way, people are going to be excited about working with you regardless of the target market that you focus on. So being able to accomplish these things for me was really just kind of a reflection of how I was able to get what I wanted and work the things that I needed to happen, how to work that out the right way. You know, last but not least for me, as far as reflecting on those things I was able to accomplish, was just in the ability to create moments for myself where I could be with my family, like being able to come to Florida and being able to travel throughout the year on business trips. Those opportunities were able to, for me, were opportunities that I was able to actualize. Now, I look back on those things, and I don't take them as small moments. You know, even just kind of being here with my mother and having my son see his grandmother and his great-grandmother, I don't take those as small things because I know that for the vast majority of people in this world, it's very, very difficult to get what they want. There are a lot of people in this world who want things, who desire things, and just the days turn into weeks, turn into months, turn into years, and they don't get to actualize those visions. So whether I accomplish something big and small, I see it all as amazing because, again, it's very, very difficult for most people to get what they want. So today I want to talk about the things that I do each year to progress and actually make things happen, okay? So the first step is always turning your larger life vision, those big goals that you have, into bite-sized wants. So the first thing that I want you to do is to think about what exactly you want. You know, and I love that you guys are excited, you're gung-ho. Some of the ladies introduced themselves, and Tracy talked about, you know, well, in 2015, I want to make sure that I focus more on my online presence. Whatever your big visions are, I want you to make note of that right now. Okay, so I'm going to give you an opportunity, a second to do that, if you will, just really kind of reflect on those things that you want to have happen in your life and in your business. Not just about your business, it's also about your personal life as well. For me, as an entrepreneur, when I do things inside the Power Circle and Sister Sense, you know, I always talk about building your best business, life, and self, because I believe that as an entrepreneur, if my life and if my personal self, if it's not right, my business can't be right, right? Because all of these things work together in harmony. So you want to think about those bigger visions for yourself, and I want you to kind of make note of the things that you want to accomplish in the upcoming year, but just overall, you know, at the end of the day, this is what I'm working towards, right? If I want to sit on the beach in Hawaii at the end of the day, what is that bigger, larger-than-life vision that you have for yourself, okay? So that's where we want to start. Now, what you've got to do is you've got to turn those larger-than-life visions into bite-sized wants, which are smaller goals that will get you progressively closer to actualizing the bigger goal, okay? So when you think about those bigger visions for yourself, you can't just magically bullet yourself into that space, right? You can't get that dream house or be on that couch with Oprah magically tomorrow or next month, if for that matter, but you can start to lay the groundwork for those bigger goals today. Now, this is important. This is a very big step for me because I find that the people who want to see things happen but see the least amount of progress in their life are oftentimes in a space where they're stuck and they don't understand what it takes to move forward because they just want to get to the end result now. They want to be on Oprah's couch now. They want to be in that big house now. And when you say, okay, well, the first step to that big house is one thing or two things, they just don't want to do it because they want the end result now. And so what I want you to be able to do is to accept and enjoy the process that it's going to take you to get to that bigger space. Now, here's a perfect example of that. I don't think I would have gotten where I have gotten thus far as creating events for myself and sharing my information as an entrepreneur if I said, you know what, I want to do it big like Essence. I want to have that Essence magazine, that Essence festival, and if I can't come out the gates with that, I'm not doing anything at all. And some people have that mindset. It's all or nothing, big or nothing else. If I had that mindset, I wouldn't be able to get to a space where I get the things that I want. So for me, bite-sized wants is not looking at things from a space of all or nothing, but what can I realistically do today to get to where I want to be tomorrow? So thinking about, for example, like an Essence Festival, you know, if you're an information entrepreneur like myself and you have these visions of creating these awesome events and selling out and, you know, like TD Jakes and Oprah, all these amazing coaches and professionals, motivational speakers, you want to be that person, you want to sell out that house, you've got to start somewhere. So for me, where I started was choosing to host virtual events, doing small conferences on an annual basis, like, you know, the upcoming Power Circle Conference. We've got the virtual conference on the 10th of January. We've got the mastermind group on the 16th to the 17th here. Well, not here. I'm not in North Carolina today, but in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, the mastermind circle, I'm going to be with about 10 awesome ladies there. You know, whether it's 10 ladies in a mastermind group or 100 women on a webinar conference, for me, all of these are bite-sized wants that help me accomplish that bigger goal, that bigger vision. So I want you to look at the bigger vision, but break it down into bite-sized wants, things that you want to accomplish in the next year, okay? Because I believe that's the first step. That's the most important thing for you to do. Don't just say, because it's this big and that overwhelming, I'm not going to do it and I can't get it done. You've got to start from a space that's realistic for you. Now, the second step for me works in tandem with the first one. And really, it's about getting those wants out of your head. You've got to think it, write it, speak it, and then live it in that order. Think it, write it, speak it, and then live it. You know, it's funny because, you know, in saying that I wanted to do this session today, I'm sending out messages and I'm looking at messages that ladies have sent to me. One of the ladies in my circle, I want to say about a year and a half ago, said to me, you know, LaShonda, I've got this idea in my head for a directory, and this is what I was envisioning for the directory. This is what I want it to look like. And so I said, I kind of asked her a series of questions. You know, I got into clarity session mode. You know, okay, let me ask you these questions and see really what you're trying to accomplish here. So based on those questions, I said, you know what, I don't think you want to create a directory. I think you want more like a niche-specific network, which is something that you can do with Ming. So she said, oh, okay. And funny enough, you know, fast forward a little over a year later, she said to me, okay, LaShonda, I am ready to do this Ming network. I know that you do customizations. What is the quote? What's it going to look like? And it's something that for me, it kind of makes me smile because it doesn't necessarily mean when you see a client that day, they're going to work with you that day. I mean, I have people who they say, LaShonda, 6 months ago or a year ago, they had something in mind, but they're ready to put it in action. You've got to get to that space where you take that idea that you're thinking about and you write it down. But then you've got to speak about it, right? You've got to speak about it to yourself. I talk to my quote-unquote business advisor, a.k.a. my hubby, when I have questions about what I want to do. I also talk to my virtual uncle, a.k.a. Google, and I say, Google, man, this is a project that I want to do. How can I get it done? Has anybody done this before? You've got to get it out of your head, and you've got to figure out ways to implement and move forward. So, you know, for her, I'm thinking about that initial conversation we have that now is moving towards, okay, let's work together. How can you give me a quote? What do I need to do for you to customize a Ning network for me? It's moving on that next step. And so for you to get what you want, that's something that you have to work on as well. Can't just sit in the head, and it really, once you write it, my notebooks are kind of like, you know, my go-to encyclopedia when I think of a project and I'm like, wait a minute, I wrote down the concept and I outlined it a couple of months ago. Where is that? And I go back and I refresh it and think about it and go, you know, I've got one of my notebooks for the Firestarter Circle, the structure of it, what I planned out, how I mapped it out. All of these notebooks have very specific agendas in them. But I'm very big about once I think about a project, I've got to write about it. I've got to speak about it so it becomes real. I'm going to give you another great example of that. When I went to actually the Digital Undivided, a conference in New York where I had the opportunity to meet Issa Rae, I went there with the intent of learning about angel investors and what I needed to do to take my business to the next level, and I had the opportunity to talk to this multi-million dollar woman entrepreneur, which I didn't know she was a millionaire at the time. She sat down and she looked at my business and assessed it. We were sitting there for hours. We actually missed a couple of the sessions because she was just really focused on me and what I was doing. Me speaking about my vision with not just her but several people who were experienced in getting angel investing as well as experienced in helping others build their businesses, I had an opportunity to see where I could adjust my process or where there were some ideas that maybe I just didn't even want to touch on at all at that particular time. But getting out of your head and having a soundboard, having other people that you can speak to is definitely something that's important. And you also want to make sure that you stay out of your own way as well, because I know some people are resistant. Yeah, you don't want to talk to everybody, right? You're not going to go walk around saying, this is my big idea. But you also have to be conscious of the fact that just because you tell somebody an idea doesn't mean that they're going to go and then create it, right? An idea is just that, an idea. It takes a whole lot to implement a project and turn it into a profitable, successful business. So you've got to be strategic, but at the same time, you can't be resistant to having conversations with the right people who can help you move your business forward. So I want you to think about that as far as what you need to do, who you can talk to. It's definitely important that You have opportunities to, whether you're talking to, like I said, mentioned before, my hubby, a.k.a. my business advisor, you have opportunities to springboard conversations off of other people, that you do your research as well, and understand that dreams don't become real if you keep them in your head or even in your notebook. You've got to create a plan of action for everything that you want to activate in your life. There has to be a plan of action for every single thing that you want to activate in your life. Lucinda Cross, the amazing Lucinda Cross, is the creator of the Activate Movement. She is actually going to be the keynote speaker for the Power Circle webinar conference happening on January 10th. I definitely hope that you guys have registered and are ready to rock with us. That information is over at powercircleconference.com. And I do have a registration code, FIRE15, that you can use to get $10 off of the registration. I love this concept of activating, because it's not just about having these amazing ideas that you sit on. You've got to have a process that you put out there so that you can get exactly what you want. So, again, you got to think it, speak it, write it, and live it in that order, right? Because, again, I feel that this is really a crucial part of getting what you need to in your life. So here are a couple of questions that I want you to ask yourself with respect to step number two. When you look at those things, those ideas that you've either thought about or you've written about, how am I going to do this? Who do I need to talk to make this happen? And where do I need to start? How am I going to do this? Who do I need to talk to make this happen? And where do I need to start? You may find that, and I love this, because when I was at Digital Undivided, there was one person in particular that I really wanted to talk to, but there was a lot going on. I didn't have an opportunity to talk to her. The multi-million-dollar entrepreneur, she said to me, you know what, this is the strategy that you have to take. If you look and you see that there's this big person, you say, I want to talk to Oprah. You can't talk to Oprah. You look at their right-hand man or their right-hand woman. You try to talk to that person. Can't talk to them? Okay, well, maybe I'll talk to the PR person or the journalist. You keep going back until you get access to somebody that can then help you move forward in the conversation. Don't just stop because you can't talk to the main person. You've got to make connections along the way that are going to help you strategically get to the person that you want to get to. And funny enough, in doing that strategy over the course of the week, and I tell you, she was just an awesome woman to know, I had the opportunity to talk to a lot of other people. I didn't just go, ah, shucks, I couldn't talk to her. I talked to a lot of other people that gave me great advice. I made great connections, and I'm really excited what's going to be coming up for me, and also what I can help you do in 2015 as well, just because of having the opportunity to have those conversations. So as I'm saying this, and I hope you're getting excited and you're getting fired up, you're really thinking about the steps that you can take to strategically get what you want next year. Are people coming to mind that you want to have conversations with? Are people coming to mind? Are strategies coming to mind? Or if you say, well, where do I want to start? What are the things that you want to do? I always say brain dump. If you go, oh, my God, LaShawn, I don't know where to start, brain dump all the things you possibly could do to start and then pick something to do. You've got to do something, right? And so that's definitely a part of the process, and it's something that I want you to be mindful of as well. Now, before I move forward, I just kind of want to make sure that for those of you who are listening, if you do ever want to connect with me, you know that you can email me, lhenry@sisterssense.com. I want to have opportunities to engage with you guys as much as I can today, so you can *6 and 1 if you want to enter into the queue, or voice message me via the system that is available at sisterssense.com as well. So we're talking about the steps that you need to take to get what you want every single year. You've got to take those larger visions, break them down into bite-sized wants. You've got to think about how you're going to get those ideas out of your head, out of your notebook, speak them, live them, make them happen. Step two, for me, leads perfectly into step number three. You start with hope and you build with help. You start with hope and you build with help. You have to genuinely believe that you can get the things that you want and work towards that vision. You have to genuinely believe it. Hope is important, right? But you can't just stop at hope. You have to move forward from that, because that's when New Year's resolutions just kind of sit there and fizzle. Oh, I hope this will happen. Oh, I wish this will happen. You have to genuinely believe that things are going to happen for you. I want you to make sure that you take all talks of good luck versus bad luck out of the equation. Don't get stuck believing better is not in your cards. Don't grow old wishing that things are going to change, but you're waiting for somebody to make those changes happen. Think about that. You know, some people are wishing and waiting for somebody to discover them, for somebody to give them enough money to make shit happen. They're trying to do things in their head, but that's as far as it goes. It cannot move forward if you put yourself in a space where you go, oh, some people are just lucky. You know, some people are just lucky, and I have the worst luck in the world. Good luck, bad luck, that has to be out of the equation. You know, for me to be able to say that I wanted to meet Issa Rae, when you watch, if you go to unblockyourblessings.com and you see I talk about what it means to put together my Be Blessed vision board, and Lucinda Cross, the amazing Lucinda Cross, she's going to be sharing all the wonderful things you can do to activate your vision this upcoming year when we do the Fierce Focus Fired Up webinar conference in a couple of weeks. It's so important for you to speak out what you want, because if I didn't do what I needed to do, I wouldn't have met Issa Rae. It's something I could have gone to my, you know, my deathbed. And just meeting her is just the beginning. I've already mentally processed that I need to work with her. I need to have her be one of the motivational speakers inside the Power Circle. There are all these things that are going to, that are in my mind that I'm strategically going to make happen. But a part of that process is making sure that luck is not a part of the equation. I'm not going to say, oh, my God, I hope I meet Issa Rae one day. No, I'm going to make it happen. And so, again, you don't want to get stuck believing that better is not in your cards, or that some people have good luck and you're just destined to have bad luck, because luck for me is not a part of my equation at all. I believe, as I'm sure many of the women in my circle believe, that God helps those who help themselves. That I've always believed that. I never sit down and wait for people to make things happen for myself, because, you know, it wasn't a reality for me, and I don't want it to seem like that's the only reality for you. Know that He will bring the right people and resources into your life at the right time, as long as you are ready to receive it. In other words, while you guys are seeking out angel investors or media opportunities, you got to keep your eyes open. Keep your eyes open to people who will bless you with priceless words of wisdom. You know, I'm telling you, I didn't pay for coaching sessions, but I got them this year. I got people who came to me and told me what I needed to do. And I've been able to bless people in one way, shape, or form doing that, whether you come and you pay for a clarity session with me, or you do a free webinar with me, right? Or you send me an email and I point you in the right direction. You've got to be able to keep those eyes open and see when people are sharing priceless words of wisdom with you, or when people have given you kind gestures of support. I remember, oh my goodness, many, many, many years ago, this one woman, she sends me an email, and she says, can you tell me what your PayPal is? And she says, you know, I just want to send you $20. I know it's not much, but I want to bless your business. And I'll never forget that. I'll never forget that kind gesture of support, because it's those moments that you realize there are people in your life that are helping you get to what you get what you want. There are people in your life that help you keep on keeping on, and you've got to be conscious of that. You can't be one of those people who you're always looking at the shiny object, or you're looking at the bigger vision going, I'm not there yet. I haven't gotten it yet. Nobody wants to give it to me yet. When there are all these wonderful, amazing people, words of wisdom, small gestures, priceless, priceless, priceless opportunities and offerings that are given to you that you're not taking advantage of. And I want you to be aware of that, that God helps those who help themselves. You start with hope. You build on help. He will help you. There will be people that He will put in your life at the right time to help you, but you've got to be ready to receive, which is something I'm going to talk about today, what it means and how you can work towards being ready to receive what all the wonderful things that are out there for you. I believe in seeking out helping hands rather than handouts. I don't need a handout. I just need you to tell me one thing that's going to push me forward to help me move to what I want to get. Also, you have to help yourself in this process by taking yourself seriously. I create the rules in my business, right? When you're the boss, you create the rules. So you can't say, oh, this isn't going to work. You can't say, well, this is not how she did it. Your business, your rules. You've got to create the rules. You've got to take yourself seriously. Okay, January 10th is the Power Circle Conference. Nobody gave me that date. I set that date. That's when we're ready to rock inside the webinar conference. That's when Lucinda's going to be there. I've got some amazing speakers that are going to be coming out. That's when it's happening. And so you've got to be able to make the rules, take yourself seriously, and say, look, this is what I've put in place. I know that this is what you want me to do, especially for those of you out there who are either service professionals or 9-to-5 entrepreneurs. Oh, I can't do this in my business right now because all these other people want me or all these other tasks are on the plate. Take yourself and your business seriously. That's the only way you're going to get what you need to happen. You know, you've got to be able to tell people, I can't work on this today. Here's the date that I'm going to start working on projects for you guys again, but up until that point, I'm doing this for myself. That's the only way you're going to get what you want. I have to shut down sometimes. I have to tell clients, you know what, I've got your project in queue, but I'll get to you as soon as I can because I've got to work on these other projects right now. If you don't do that, you're not going to get what you want. You've got to be able to take yourself seriously. So let me talk about what it means to be ready to receive because I think that's the big, big thing. When I couldn't afford to spend money, I spent a great deal of time online finding the right tools to help me create the best products and services. And along the way, I got the right people to make connections with. It just kind of works out seamlessly because I believe, again, that God helps those who help themselves. So when you put yourself in a position where you're ready to receive, things will happen the way you want them to. Okay? So here are a couple of things I want you to think about. One, avoiding missed opportunities. So I talked about going to the Digital Divide Conference this year, and that was a big thing because I had the opportunity to meet Issa Rae. I met some amazing people who helped me assess my business. I've got some great things in the works coming up in 2015. One of the things that's so interesting about this particular conference is that I missed it for the first 2 years. First year came around, and I knew about it, but I hemmed and hawed and lost the opportunity to go. It just came and went like that. The next year it came around, and I was like, I literally saw a message about it the week after it happened. And I was like, how did I miss it another year? Missed opportunities. At that particular moment, I said, you know what? This is not happening. I put myself on their email list. I signed up for their online community. I was like, I'm going to make sure whatever it takes, I'm going to make sure that I'm going to be at this particular conference next year. I put it in my calendar, which I'll talk about next. I made sure that that was not a missed opportunity. You want to think about that for yourself. Have you missed opportunities in this year or maybe a year before that you're like, look, this upcoming year, I'm not going to miss this again. You've got to figure out how to make yourself, adamant about making things happen for yourself, and you've got to figure out how to be strategic about it. So for me, a big part of that equation was making sure that I was on their mailing list. I was proactive about following them on Facebook. Whatever they were doing, I wanted to know because I had to be there. And as opportunity, if you put yourself in that space, I also was putting myself in a space when I talk about my Be Blessed vision board over at unblockyourblessings.com. I talked about, you know, there are a couple of people that I want to meet. Issa Rae is one of them. So wherever she writes something and she's going somewhere, I'm just like, oh, she's going to be there. She's going to be there. And it just worked out so well that they said, you know what, Issa Rae is going to be speaking at Digital Undivided. And I was like, really? Oh, yeah, I'm going. It just kind of worked itself out that way. I wanted to go to the event. I wanted to meet her, and the two of them blended perfectly together. So you've got to think about things, offers, opportunities that you missed, and you are pissed that you missed it because that is going to help you be conscious of how you're going to be aware, hypersensitive to it, and make sure that you don't miss those opportunities this coming year, okay? Some people, they just kind of every year, oh, man, it's over already? We're about to say Happy New Year's again, what? And they it's in the back of their mind, But it never goes any further than that, which is why every year becomes another year where those opportunities are missed. It has to be not only at the forefront, but you got to speak it. I wrote it down on my Be Blessed board. I was like, look, I'm meeting Issa Rae. I blogged about it. If you go on SusanSense.com, you see I have got different posts. And I was like, oh, look at Issa Rae. She's just been interviewed. I am going to meet her. You know, it's just putting it out there more and more and more. The more you do that, the more you get what you want. Because whether you're conscious of it or not, you're putting it out there, and things are going to work in that favor, but you've got to be conscious of it. You've got to avoid missing those opportunities. So as I'm saying this, I'm hoping you're writing down or you're having light bulbs of things that you wanted to do but you didn't get to do or you missed those opportunities, and you're like, oh, no, I'm not going to miss that this year. Avoid contradictions. You want to avoid being in a space of being a constant contradiction. Now, there are some ladies, and, you know, I'm going to think about, as I'm saying this, I'm thinking about one of my last clarity sessions with a new client, and she said, you know what, I've been working on my blog, I've been working on my website for a while, and I want to monetize it. I want to make money off of this thing. It's not making me any money. So we talked about, you know, typical clarity session with me, I'm going to ask you a ton of different questions, right? And it's like, oh, my God, you kind of feel like you're in the hot seat. But it's good because you need to get this stuff out. You need to think it, but you've been thinking for so long, you need to start speaking it and actually hearing what you're saying. And so we talked about the process, and she said, you know what, I do have some things that I want to sell, but I just don't feel comfortable saying it or selling it, and I haven't really talked about it. So I said, well, you talk to me about it. You tell me what it is. And she started telling me, and we talked about it. I flipped it back at her. I said, okay, well, first of all, this is your brand message right here. And this is what you're offering right here. And this is what they're getting right here. And she's like, well, damn, as you're saying it, I want to sign up. And I said, well, look, first of all, you got to clearly map out what it is your message is, what it is you're trying to offer, and you got to be conscious of the fact that even though you say you want to make money, you haven't sold any of this stuff because you're afraid to sell it, and you haven't even talked about it. You try to talk about everything else but the product and services that you're selling. And she was like, yeah, I know. So she sent me an email a couple of days ago, and she's like, Shana, I'm so excited. I'm fired up because I'm actually telling people about this stuff before. It's a contradiction when you say you want to make money and you want people to buy your stuff, but you don't want to tell them about this stuff. You're either uncomfortable about it or you don't want to charge for it. You know, back to business. The webinar conference that we did in October, one of the amazing speakers we had was Dr. Venus Opal Reese. And she said, and I love this, she said, ask yourself a question. Are you charging based on your self-esteem or your self-worth? And she dropped the ball right there because everybody was like, am I charging on my self-esteem or my self-worth? And so you can't be a contradiction. You can't say you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to be successful, and you want to make all this money, but you don't, as I talked about in a previous step, you don't genuinely believe. You are in a space of hoping, but you're not trying to help yourself to get to that next step because you don't genuinely believe. So you've got to avoid being a contradiction if you want to be ready to receive the things that you want this year. I'm not trying to preach. I'm very much a strategic, systematic, this is how you build a blog, technology, Twitter type girl. But this is really the underlining process that I go through to be able to say I was able to take my dreams and make them real. I was able to take things that I wanted and unblock blessings. Because, again, the part of that process is being able to take out those things out of your head, help yourself go from hope to help, and you've got to be ready to receive. So avoid being a contradiction. I want you to think about, write down all the contradictions. I know I said I want this, but this is how it's playing out. This is how I'm thinking about it. I do want more, but I'm always charging less. I want more, but I'm always charging less. Let me tell you, there are certain times where I charge less. And I'm going to give you that nugget of wisdom. And I think I've said this before, but if you haven't heard it, maybe I need to just remember to remind you today. This is when I charge less. If I'm doing something that is, I put it out there once and I never have to create it again, it's a digital product, I can charge less for it and think of it as an entry product that's going to get somebody excited about going to the next level with me. It could be $1 or $7, but I'm not going to charge somebody $7 to do 3 hours worth of work for them. It's just not going to happen. If I'm going to charge you a reduced rate, it's because I reduced the size of the package. I'm doing less if I'm going to charge you less. I'm going to pay more, and when you're going to charge you more if I'm going to do more. It can't be a situation where you're giving everybody everything away and you're putting yourself in a point where the price point doesn't work for you. Yes, you can charge reduced rates. I'm probably one of the most, to me anyway, least expensive. You know, I was actually looking at some work that I was doing for a client, and where I was charging her $45 an hour to do updates, there was somebody else charging her close to $300 to do the same thing. And so it's like, I'm like, wow, you know, that's a huge difference, 45 versus close to 300. That's a huge difference. But, you know, you have to think about for yourself when it comes to your business the price points that work for you, and then also you have to think about how much time or energy you're putting in to do that particular thing. You know, again, I'm not going to charge less for something unless I feel like it makes sense for me. Okay. Even when I think about, you know, something that was really awesome, I said a couple of things that I wanted to do this year. One, I wanted to close more deals. I am a web designer, so every year I want to make sure that I'm working with more web clients than the year before. That's my core business right now. It's changed, and, you know, I've got different types of business ventures. But for me, my core focus right now is my web design business. Now, one of the ways that I did that was to offer different payment plans, so that I was in a situation where I was saying, okay, well, I'm going to do a $650 website for you for $100. No way. It's not going to happen. But I will give you offers. I will give you packages that will work for you. If you don't want to do the $650, you can have a payment plan, because I've got payment plans starting at $59, so that you can get what you want, and I can still manage to maintain the price point that I want without charging less. I also have opportunities where I talk to people and I say, well, look, if you are not ready to work with me, I'm not here to push somebody to buy something they can't afford. If you can't do a 5-page website today, we're going to do a starter web page. We're going to do a landing page for you. We're going to do something that you can realistically work on right now within your budget. You have to, and I'm going to talk about this before, I'm going to talk about this next. You have to find other ways to get what you want and to see your ideas come into fruition other than just one thing. And for me, it's not just, okay, well, everybody else, you know, if they're struggling or if they're finding it hard, the solution is to just drop their prices. So I'm going to drop my prices. I'm going to find another way, a smarter way to get the job done. You cannot be a contradiction. I was able to make more because I was strategic about what I was doing with my sales, and it had nothing to do with saying, okay, now I'm going to give you that $650 website for $100. No, I'm going to find other ways that I can strategically work with you, whether it be through a payment plan or through a smaller package, okay? That's when, you know, when they talk about smarter, not harder. You know, it's definitely one of those things for me. So avoid missed opportunities. Avoid being a contradiction for yourself. If you're not comfortable selling, you got to figure out what you need to do, or you got to talk to me or somebody else so that you can get to a point where you're creating packages you feel confident about, you feel excited about, because when I'm excited about the stuff that I sell, people buy it. If you're not excited about it, if you can't put that energy out there, if you can't stay fired up, which is what I talk about, which is the focus of the agenda for my 2015 Power Circle, staying fierce, focused, and fired up. If you can't do that, it's going to be difficult to get people excited about what it is that you're offering, right? So you want to make sure that you put that energy out there and avoid being a contradiction. Avoid putting things off. Big one. Failure to launch, big problem. One of the ladies in the upcoming Power Circle Conference, I did an exclusive interview with Tiffany, creator of the, she's AKA the Budget Nista, creator of BudgetNista.com. She's actually doing a Live Richer Challenge. So if you guys haven't gone over to her website, AKA Tiffany, AKA the Budget Nista, you want to definitely check out her Live Richer Challenge. She wants to help as many women as possible get financially fit and live richer this year, so you can definitely participate in that. But I did an exclusive interview with her for the upcoming Fierce, Focused, and Fabulous Fired Up webinar conference. One of the things that she talked about was this idea that when she shares solutions, and she shared some awesome practical solutions you can do to get your budget where it needs to be this upcoming year if it's something that you wanted to do but you missed out on that opportunity this past year. She said one of the biggest problems is that people put it off. You know, okay, I'm going to start, but maybe next week, maybe Monday, or, you know, after the New Year's and I get back to work and the kids are in school, you know, always putting things off. What have you put off this year that you want to make sure that you get done? Think about those things. What have you put off? You want to avoid putting it off any longer, because if you put it off longer, you're not going to get it, right? You're not going to get what you want. And so you've got to think about those things that you want to happen, and you're going to avoid putting them off. Also, avoid underestimating yourself, what you can do, what you want to do. Avoid underestimating yourself. The Firestarter Circle, you know, that mastermind group that I've got coming up, we've got a couple of amazing things that are happening. And yesterday I sent I went in our Facebook private group and I said, well, ladies, real talk, let's talk. Let me know what you're working on right now. I set the bar high, seriously high. You know, we're working on 90 days worth of blog content. We're working on your monthly newsletter as well as putting together a starter magazine so that they can use for promotion or for profit, however you want to do it. I set the bar pretty high. And so I said, okay, ladies, we're going to talk about what you've been able to work on over the course of the last few weeks, where you are, whether you send me an email or a voice message. You know, we're on a clarity call. I did a clarity call with one of the ladies yesterday. However it goes, where are you now? It's important to look at that because, again, I set the bar high. You should not underestimate yourself. I don't want to tell you to do the bare minimum. I want to say we're going to do all this. But guess what? If you fall short of that bar, you're probably going to fall higher above most people because the bar is so damn high. I want to be practical, and I always create practical solutions for clients, but I want to make sure that you've got goals that you can reach towards. When I say, for example, money markers, or if you're putting on a conference and I say, okay, well, what's the reach amount of people you want versus the base amount? I want you to fall somewhere in between so that you are falling way above the bare minimum. So if you come out and you say, what, LaShonda, I know that we're supposed to put together 90 days worth of blog content, but girl, I got through 45. Guess what? You have 45 days worth of blog content now, whereas somebody doesn't have zero. You know, somebody's still trying to figure out how to write that first one post, right? It's not simply about that big bar or, okay, well, I can't do all of it, so I'm going to do nothing. You've got to stop underestimating yourself. You've got to give yourself reach goals that you can work towards. And however high you get, God bless you, you got there. But you got to stop avoiding underestimating yourself. That's a really, really big thing. So inside the mastermind group, there are a lot of things that we're going to be focused on. And like I said, if ladies walk out the circle and they say, LaShonda, you know what? I got my 90 days done. Or, LaShonda, I got 45 days done, and I'm 6 months into my newsletter. That's 6 months of a newsletter that you've done, right, that you don't have to worry about. Yes, I want you to do a full year. That's what I'm working you towards. But you've got to get to a point that works for you. And I don't want you to feel like you can't get there because all of this stuff is it's too much. I want you to work towards higher goals and see where you get to, see where you land in the middle. That's important. That's really how I get what I want. I set some goals for myself, and I'm like, good Lord, LaShonda. But I turn them into bite-sized wants. I break them down, like, for example, inside the Power Circle, the Firestarter Circle, I talked about, you know, how are we going to put together this monthly newsletter, you know, breaking that, you know, the whole year down into 12 months, and, you know, all of that is inside the Firestarter Circle. That's a whole other story. But there are ways in which you can take these bigger agendas and structure them down into things that are realistic for you, which is what I aim to do with my clients, which is what I would love to do with you as well. For those of you who are listening inside the Power Circle, I hope you're energized, and I definitely want to make sure that you're on your agenda. But at the same time, we're going to make sure that you can accomplish as much as you feel you are ready to do, right? Not by underestimating yourself, but doing what you can realistically get done. okay, based on the guidelines that we have put together together. So remember that when you set the bar high, if you fall short of those goals, you are really actually going to end up higher above the rest. So while they are thinking small and talking themselves out of things, you're taking that step of faith, that leap of faith to move forward and do what you need to do. Again, step number three, really all about being in a space where you understand that even though it starts with hope and genuinely believing in what you need to do, it really continues with help. Understanding that he helps those who help, God helps those who help themselves, being conscious and aware of the people around you that are helping you in one way, shape, or form to take that next step to get to the bigger step, and being conscious of the fact that you have to help yourself by taking yourself seriously. Those three things really, really, really important. Step number four. Step number four is all about the setup. You've got to set up a calendar of plans and checkpoints you can stick to. Turn the things you want to do into the things you are going to do. This past year, I told myself that I was going to meet Issa Rae, I was going to get more local business, I was going to host my weekly calls, and I was going to reconnect with loved ones, some people who I haven't seen in years. Now, with those thoughts in mind, I focused on goal-oriented activities. I attended the Digital Undivided, which I told you about in New York, right? I attended. I met Issa Rae. She was on the stage. When she got off the stage, LaShonda was out the door. I was like, I am going to meet her. I'm going to introduce myself. I'm going to talk to her. I took a picture. It was great. I was like, I want to work with you. I'm going to send you an email. She was probably like, who is this crazy lady? But she will remember the crazy lady because it was an opportunity for me to connect with her, and I have a bigger vision of how I want to work with her in the future. This was just the beginning. I participated in local networking, which is something that I talked to you guys about. This is the final Jumpstart Your Business call of the weekly Jumpstart Your Business call series that I've been doing all year. Now, there were a couple of weeks that I didn't get to do sessions. I said, you know what, we've done so many sessions for the last month, we're going to do a catch-up, so I'm not going to do something this week. The reality is that even if I missed a few sessions, I did it. A whole year of Jumpstart Your Business weekly calls, I put that vision out there and work towards it. It doesn't have to be perfect. You just have to strive towards that. I stuck with it. I stuck with it. I expanded the circle, and being consistent about the Jumpstart Your Business weekly calls helped me gain attention, helped me retain more of my clients, and get new clients along the way. So if you want to start a podcast, or you want to do a blog talk radio show, or you want to do a series that you write on your blog, you know, if you fall short 1 or 2 weeks, okay, but don't take it as an excuse and say, well, I missed last week, so I'm just not going to do it at all. Set clear goals for yourself. JYB was a vision that I started back in 2013, so it's been a year and a half or so that I've been working on, specifically on the Jumpstart Your Business weekly calls. And having that consistency was very, very important to me because it helped me create a community, have ongoing conversations with you lovely, lovely ladies, figure out what it was you needed to know, and continue to work on the things that was going to help me better help you. And so that's something that you've got to think about for yourself. Sometimes people say, okay, I'm going to start a podcast today, and then 2 weeks later they stop. You know, you got to try different things, but along the way you will find the things that you can be, that you can do consistently. JYB was one of those for me. Best of all, I made time, and that's a big one, I made time to have schedule in staycations with my family and to have road trips like the one that we took down here to Florida to just kind of reconnect, and I had so much fun because I am a native New Yorker. When I said I networked in New York, it was no joke. I was running from New Jersey to, you know, Brooklyn to Manhattan. You know, did I get to Queens? I don't even remember. It's all a blur. I was in Harlem, just really reconnecting with as many people as I could because it was so long since I was in New York. So making the time to put those moments in there for myself was very, very, very important. Now, truth be told, there are a few things that I said I wanted to do some of the things I didn't get to finish or even start, but it is okay because the goal here is to have a calendar, that really you're going to use as a guide for yourself, a calendar that's going to help you reach pivotal points of progress along the way. So we're going to start a calendar. And I hope for some of you, you go, girl, I already started my calendar. I hope for you, some of you, you've started a calendar because that's very, very important. So, for example, Tracy, you said, okay, I want to focus on my online presence, right? Now, that to me is like a big vision, your online presence. Bite-sized wants. What does that mean? You know, if you say like Janelle, I think you said, well, I want to do something like Janelle. Online presence versus a bite-sized want, like I want to increase my subscriber list by 1,500, or I want to focus on building a community on Twitter. You know, taking that larger goal and breaking it down into bite-sized specific things that you want to accomplish is very important. And as I'm talking about with step number four, calendaring that in. So think about for yourself January. What are some things that you want to get done in January? Not just think about, okay, well, I'm going to get to a little bit of things that you can realistically complete in January, right? So what can you realistically complete in the first 30 days of the year versus things that you want to work out throughout the year? So when I think about my initial calendar, because I've been working on that for a while, you know, I've got the Power Circle Conference. The webinar conference is January 10th. The Mastermind Weekend is the January 16th, is MLK Weekend, the 16th to the 17th to the 18th, 16th, 17th, and 18th, 3 days. In February, I've also got a speaking engagement. I'm here enjoying the weather, but I'm still checking in, you know, quite a bit with clients, and I'll be back to work on the 5th, ready to rock on some new, very big web projects that I'm really excited about. You know, all of these things are in my calendar for January, things that I'm going to complete versus start working on. Think about those things that you want for yourself. Now, I don't know, some of you may or may not have seen, but in December, I want to say maybe the last 2 weeks or so, I started 12 Days of Faves, my 12 favorite things, kind of like 12 Days of Christmas, and I really, really wanted to do that. It's actually something that I wanted to do the year before, and I didn't get the opportunity to do it, so I made sure that I did it this year. Now, I don't know about you, but there are times when I'll say, okay, I'm going to consistently write so-and-so on my blog, and I fall short of it. It just doesn't happen. So instead of trying to tell myself that every day for 12 days I'm going to share a favorite, I sat down. I said, okay, well, these are the 12 favorites. I wrote them out, and then I scheduled them out on my blog. I put it on autopilot, and man, did those 12 days go by really, really fast. Definitely these are some of my favorite tools and tips of 2014. So if you haven't read it, you can go and kind of indulge in my 12 favorite tips and tools of the year. But the reason why I'm talking about this is because, one, I made it a point to make sure that I missed the opportunity to do it the year before. I was definitely going to do it this year. I avoided me putting it off and also me being conscious of where my weakness lies. You know, I said, okay, if I said every day I was going to sit down and write this out, it was not going to happen. So I knew that I had to pre-write everything, put it on autopilot, and just kind of make it. I mean, the 12 days went by so fast. The year goes by fast. January is going to go by fast. You want to make sure that you've put enough content out there on autopilot so whether you're working on it actually or not, it's working for you, and information is going out there, which is what, you know, I'm really focused on as far as the Firestarter Circle is. We're looking at your content, we're breaking it down, and yes, I know I've set the bar high, but you're going to see that even if you get to put together 30 days worth of content or 60 days worth of content, having it out there and on autopilot for as long as it can work for you, thank God it's working, because you'll find that the days go by and it's very, very, very difficult for you to move forward if you feel like you're stuck and it's so much you've got to get done, you don't know where to start, right? So we're working on the blog, we're working on the magazine and the newsletter, because those are some, those are some essential core places where you want to make sure that you're consistently sharing your information, you're consistently sending out a newsletter so that people see your best content, and that you've got different products, services, offers that are, you know, just kind of working for you. you know, somebody comes to your website, they have an opportunity to read material. Like I said before, people don't buy the minute they see you. There are some clients that, you know, a year later they're like, okay, LaShonda, I'm ready to work on a website with you. But I have all of these different pools of information out there so that they can build relationships with me from a distance until they're ready to come a little bit closer. And that's kind of what I'm aiming to do with the ladies that are inside the Fire Circle Mastermind Weekend, give you the opportunity to see how I create that process for my clients so that you can mirror that in your own businesses as well. So as I'm sharing this, you know, whether you're in the mastermind or not, I want you to take this opportunity to think about, again, for yourself, what are some things that you want to have happen in January, some things that you feel like you can realistically complete, right, in January, and what are some things that you want to happen throughout the year. Maybe there are some events that you say, I missed it last year, but I've got to go. So I know what's happening in June or July. I'm going to calendar it in. So I'm going to start putting aside money. I'm going to make sure that when it happens, I'm like, oh, no, I can't go. The airline ticket is too much of the registration. Because, you know, you fell into it. You don't want to fall into it. You want to make sure you've prepared for it, right? So having that calendar is really a strategic way to be ready to receive and ready to make things happen for yourself. And like I said before, especially for those of you who you sometimes, I actually did I did three clarity sessions just to be back-to-back on my vacation, right? But still, want to make sure that I'm accessible to the ladies. And then in my circle, I had two clarity sessions with male clients yesterday. One of the things that I got asked, which is common, is, you know, how often do you think I should blog? You know, should I blog two or three times a day? I can't do that. You know, you want to make sure that if that's something that's difficult for you, you're writing content so that you can prepare to put it out there for January, or you can prepare to put it out there for the first quarter of the year. And if that's something you need help with, that's what we're doing inside the Fire Circle, right? I'm really excited about, at the very least, getting, you know, the higher goal is 90 days. I want all my ladies to have 90 days worth of blog content ready. But again, if you can get to 30 or 45, I'm still happy for you, and I'm still happy that I can share my strategies with you, because it's about getting to where you can get to based on where you are in your industry, how much information you've put out in your business, because that really is the best place to start. We all are going to evolve at different levels. You just want to make sure that you get momentum and you keep that momentum so that you can stay fired up. So your calendar, your rules. Think of the things that you want to schedule in and get done in January as well as throughout the year. Things have gone by so fast. There are actually two ladies who last-minute registered for the Mastermind Weekend, and I said, you know what, I'm closing it because I want to give ladies an opportunity just to go through all the information, but I am going to do a post-weekend call. It's going to be on the 29th, so that after we do the Mastermind Weekend, some ladies are coming out to the Loft Hotel in Chapel Hill. Some of you guys are going to be participating virtually, but after that, we're going to do a post weekend mastermind call so that I can make sure whether you were able to get everything done during the weekend or not, we can check in and make sure that you are where you need to be. So as much support as I can provide, that's what I'm here to do inside the Power Circle. Now, that setup step is very, very important. If you've got a virtual calendar, I think one of my favorites I shared was my calendar by Riedel. I've got so many favorites. I think it's all up there. but I use the Riedel app, R-E-A-D-D-L-E. That's the company that creates a calendar app that I absolutely love. I use that calendar app in combination with Google Calendars. So everything that I want to happen, I have it scheduled in there. So it's very, very important to have a calendar, and I hope that you know, based on what I'm talking about today, you're kind of focused and thinking about those things that you want to put on your calendar as well. Step number five is crucial. Step number five is crucial. Don't drop the ball. And hopefully you can't hear my dog. My dog that I gave to my mom, Simba, he's barking. Step five is crucial. Don't drop the ball. This past year, I personally began expanding my client base, doing different things, some of those strategies I talked about on this call today. One of them was to join Elance. Elance is a wonderful marketplace full of opportunities for freelance service professionals like myself. You know, I'm a web designer, and there are a ton of web clients and opportunities on Elance. So I said, you know what, I'm going to sign up there so I can expand, diversify, all that good stuff. Now, it's a great opportunity. I definitely like the space, but, you know, my time on Elance this year actually ended up being short-lived, but I didn't drop the ball, you know. There were some things that I wanted to get done in a time frame, and I realized I didn't have enough time to kind of figure out the bells and whistles of Elance. I definitely want to go back to it, but I didn't say, you know what, I can't do Elance, I'm not going to do anything, right? I always say I don't take an all-or-nothing approach to things. I always try to be flexible and find an alternative route. So using Elance was just one thing, but again, it wasn't the only thing. So I tried different packages, as I mentioned before, and different payment plans that ended up working really, really well for me. So when it comes to step five, my recommendation for you is that when things don't quite work out as planned, don't drop the ball, or, you know, sometimes people say, you know, throw away the baby with the bathwater. In other words, avoid seeing one option as your only option. You are more likely to get what you want when you try different solutions to get your desired result. One of the clients I'm thinking about yesterday, he said, you know, I try not to do that Einstein thing, you know, when you do the same thing over and over and over and over, and over again and you expect different results. You got to eventually change that thing if you want to change the result. So while Elance didn't initially work out for me as well as I wanted it to, it wasn't my only strategy to expand my brand, to diversify, and to get more web clients. And I tried different things. And I want you to do that as well. Think about those strategies that worked for you this year, and think about some of them that you tried, you know, 15 times over, and it just didn't work. Right? We want to be flexible, we want to make adjustments, and have the courage to do something different. You know, I always encourage my clients to tweak on their projects over time. You don't want to enter this vicious cycle where you're constantly stopping and starting over, because you've got to evolve, right? Evolution doesn't come when you stop it and you say, okay, I'm on to the next thing. You got to tweak it. You got to make it better. So do not drop the ball. If there are things that you drop the ball on, I want you to think about that year, this year. I want you to ask yourself, you know, what did I just say? You know what? Forget it. I tried it this way. It didn't work. Forget it. Because it's going to take a whole hell of a lot than, you know, one time or even two times for it to just be the only time. You know, if you follow along with unblockyourblessings.com, you know, I share 12 steps for me as far as things that you can strategically to do to unblock your blessings. And along the way, outside of listening to my strategies, I share some of the motivational videos that really encourage me and help me move forward. One of them was from Tyler Perry, and he talked about when he spent so much money, and he, you know, rented out a theater in New York, and he was like, I did everything, and I'm going to sell out seats. He said, I think there were like a handful of people in like one row. Half of them I knew. He's like, I was so devastated. But he didn't drop the ball. He didn't just see that as a sign that if, you know, because I didn't sell out and I invested so much into something that didn't work out for me, that was going to be the end-all, be-all. You know, now he's got how many sitcoms, how many shows, you know, he's selling out how many theaters. He's, you know, all of this comes from this realization that, you know, the only way, honestly, you can fail is if you quit. You know, looking out at the theater and seeing it empty, seeing that he put so much money into it and it didn't quite turn out the way he wanted, if he quit at that point, that would have been failure. But he didn't. He continued to move on. He picked up that heavy-ass ball and said, you know what, this is just one step on the journey, and I'm going to keep moving. Right? And that's something that I want you to do as well, because, you know, I had a lot of high hopes for Elance in January at the beginning of the year. And, you know, some things were interesting, you know, but it didn't quite pan out the way I wanted to. Doesn't mean I'm not going to go back. I still have my Elance profile. I definitely want to go back. But, you know, I said, okay, you know what? As opposed to me trying to do this one thing and I'm not getting it the way I want to, what are some other strategies that I can use and implement to see if I can generate more sales and close more deals? And as I mentioned some of those to you today, you know, I talked a little bit about pricing and payment plans. just making those adjustments for myself, even just being consistent in doing my Jumpstart Your Business calls, sharing information. A lot of the people who are part of my virtual sessions tend to want to work with me and have me develop clients' project websites for them in different ways. Had I not been consistent about creating a virtual community for myself, even when, again, it's 5 people on the call, or when it's like 50 people on the call, if I don't do those calls where it's just 5 people, I am consistent, regardless of whether or not there are a lot of people or a few people. If I didn't be, if I wasn't consistent about that, and I just said, you know what, I'm not seeing what I want today, I'm going to drop the ball, I wouldn't get to the point where I'm like, oh my God, there's so many people on the call today, I'm so excited. You know, those hills and valleys are just a part of the process. But again, you can't drop the ball, right? Because the bigger visions come when you take these bite-sized wants and you strategically work on them. So, my goodness, you know, I said to myself, I think it's going to be like a 30-minute call today, but when am I ever on time with these things? So when we talk about these steps of what you can do to get what you want every year, I want to do like a kind of a closing clarity Q&A with you. Where did you drop the ball? That's the first one. Where did you drop the ball this year when you felt like, you know what, this is just, it's not working for me. Could you have tried a little bit more, or did you give up too soon? Where did you drop the ball this year? What does your starter calendar look like? So what are you aiming to do in January? What do you want to strategically do throughout the year? Are there some things that you would like to put on autopilot because you're so busy, you just never seem to find the time, you keep putting it off? Remember I said you want to avoid putting things off. What are you putting off because you haven't taken yourself seriously, put it in a calendar, or even just put it on autopilot, because once it's done, oh my God, it's done, yay! And you can move on to something else, but it's never going to get done unless you calendar it in and you make that happen. And now you also want to make sure that you're thinking about what you're ready to receive. Have you prepared for these things? Are you conscious of what you want? Are you just kind of sitting there and hoping and wishing and waiting? Or are you going to move towards helping yourself, finding help, and, again, doing what needs to happen to make things happen for yourself? Those bite-sized wants are really, really, really important. So in addition to thinking about the things that you want to happen next year, I want you to do what I did. Think about those things that you wanted to happen this year. Just kind of take a moment. The things you wanted to happen this year, and they actually happened. I love it. The call started, you guys. You asked, a few ladies came on, and Janelle said, I wanted to get 2,500 subscribers, and I got 3,200. She's like, I got more than I wanted. How awesome is that? You know, setting very specific goals for yourself. It's kind of like saying, I want to lose weight, or I want to get a six-pack like Halle Berry, versus saying, here's my bite-sized want. I want to lose 6 pounds. Okay, I'm not going to talk about the six-pack yet. Good Lord, I don't know how to get to the six-pack, but I can get to 6 pounds, right? And then from there, see if I can move forward, right? You know, some people come to me and they say, LaShonda, I want to create a membership website. I didn't create a membership website first. You know, the first thing I did was smartbusinesssisters.com. It was a 6-week automated training program. I pre-recorded everything, and for every week in the process, they paid for it, that whole thing, and every week they got one thing from me in an automated system. It was information. It was virtual. It was them signing up to a membership opportunity that I put out there, smartbusinesssisters.com. But it was the bite-sized want before I could build a membership website. Yeah, I wanted to build a membership website first. I couldn't, though. You know, you have to think about where you can start to get to that bigger space. Now I've got the Power Circle. That's the community that I have. And I'm actually going to be talking about ME. That's my session for our Power Circle conference. I'm so excited because some of you guys are going to be participating, and you can still register over at powercircleconference.com. I'm going to be talking about ME, membership websites and e-courses, some of the tools and resources that you can use to get started if that's something that you want to do, right, where you can realistically start. That's going to be my session. And, again, you can go to PowerCircleConference.com so you can take a look at all the sessions and the different speakers that we're going to be having that day. It's a Saturday. We're going to have a whole lot of fun. But the idea here is, when I think about this idea of of Bite-Sized Wants. In addition to sharing some strategies as far as what you can do to break down your bigger vision, I want you to think about what you did, what you accomplished this year, because you've got to savor in your success. It feels good for me to look back and see the things that I was able to accomplish that year, this year. It helps me get fired up about what I can do next year. And I want you to reflect on that for yourself, those ways in which you were able to help yourself, or there are people who in one way, shape, or form help you in one way, shape, or form. We've got to say, thank you, Lord, right? Thank you for those blessings. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I am so happy. I am so blessed. I so appreciate everything that you have given to me, and I am ready to help myself to move forward in the next year to come. Again, you know, I talk about doing the Fire Starter Circle, and the Fire Starter Circle is the next thing for me, because the Power Starter Circle is what I do every year. I do my Power Circle. My Fire Starter Circle, I hope, is going to be that next level, and I can't wait to meet some of you guys at the Aloft Hotel in Chapel Hill. You know, I get people, they come to me and they say, LaShonda, I want to leave my job, and I want the blog. I want the blog to be the it for me, the end-all, be-all. That's that big vision. But how are you going to get there, right? So how you get there is your topics, your content, your categories, your RSS feed, you know, your consistent posting, your writing about content that's relevant to your audience, understanding what it means to have an SEO-friendly website, keywords, using social media, all of these smaller things that are going to help you get to that bigger vision, right? And that's why you break it down. That's why I said, okay, you know, we're going to talk about your blog content for 90 days inside the Firestarter Circle. We're going to talk about the topics that you feel like you want your audience to know, or the questions that people keep asking you that you want to consistently put out there. You've got to have that organized. You can't always be in a space where you keep asking the same question, how do I monetize the blog? How does it make money for me? How do I write blog? You got to move from that space. You got to be in a space where you're like, man, I've got so much content, LaShonda. What do I do with this content now? How do I repurpose it? How do I go from making this amount to now making more? You've got to be able to evolve from the process, which is getting all of these questions and ideas out of your head, breaking them down into realistic wants, and moving forward from there. So that's my five-step system, ladies, to getting every single thing that you want every year, understanding that in order for you to get to that bigger vision, you've got to break it down into bite-sized wants. You've got to take those ideas out of your head. You've got to think it, write it, speak it, and live it in that order. You've got to move towards step three, understanding that you start with hope, but you build with help. Step four, you've got to set things up, put together a calendar, create checkpoints that you can use to track your progress. And step five, crucial, don't drop the ball. Don't try one thing and over, try it again. And if it doesn't work, you say, forget it, right? You've got to be flexible to find the solutions that are going to get you the results that you want to happen in your life. I hope that today has been helpful to you in one way, shape, or form, outside of just kind of sharing the overall principles that I use to move forward. Hopefully you've been able to come from this opportunity and find some of the strategies that I've used, because I've poured out in one way, shape, or form some strategies and recommendations, some that either you can pull on, or maybe you want to schedule a one-on-one with me. Of course, you can go to callme.sosense.com to do that. Inside the Jumpstart Your Business Circle, a lot of you are Insider Circle members, so you either have two or one session with me. Make sure that you schedule your next session so that as soon as January hits, we are ready to rock. I'm calling you, you're calling me, and we're talking about what needs to happen with respect to your vision next year. Again, if you want to talk to me before we wrap up for today, you can hit *6 and 1. And again, if I say nothing else, I hope you guys have a wonderful new year, and I'm so excited to be closing out this year with you inside the Power Circle. Hello?
Hey.
Hello.
Hey there. Thank you. I do have a question. Great call, by the way. I wrote down some of the things that you personally did for yourself. Like you said, you written 12 favorite tips and tools. You did some really good stuff. I just want to know, can I borrow some of that? Like, can I create my own? I didn't want to copy you. I'm like, I need to try that for myself. So,
absolutely. I mean, you want to brand it in your own way. So you're interested in creating your own tips and tools or series?
Yes, yes, exactly. This is Janelle, by the way, Atlanta, Georgia. And you also shared some of the ideas. I'm not sure if you were giving us those ideas, or were you just sharing it with us, telling us what you're doing with your own current members inside of your groups? Like, for example, you said you're telling them to do 90 days worth of blogs. Are you telling us we should do that, or you're just sharing that as an example?
Oh, I was sharing that as an example. But, what I'm sharing with my clients is what I do for myself.
Okay.
If you go on SuperSense, you'll see the web tech, the tech tools and talk series. It was 90 days of technology tools and talk that I put out there. I consistently create different, like 12 days of favorites. I consistently create pools of series or content that I can put out there on specific topics, because I personally know that you have to be consistent, but it's hard to do blogging every day. You know,
right.
You've got your kids, you've got your life, you've got your business. So what I've done for myself and what I'm teaching inside the Firestarter Circle is that process of how you do something as overwhelming as 90 days worth of content, how you can realistically put that together for yourself. You know, whether you follow my system or you just say, well, Shonda, you gave me enough information to run with it, it's up to you.
Yeah.
But these are certainly different alternatives to simply saying, people keep saying I need to blog. I'm going to blog every day. I'm going to do that next week. It's like I'm going to do the treadmill next week, but it never happens because you're looking at just that one solution, but it doesn't seem to work for you. And, again, what works for me is having these pools of content that I can strategically put out on autopilot at different times of the year.
All right. Thank you. I'm going to borrow that 12 favorite tips and tools strategy. I'm going to, of course, create my own, but that's brilliant. That's really good.
Yeah,
that's something
engaging
to share with the audience. You know what I mean? So I think that's brilliant. But thank you.
You're welcome. Good. You know, again, I try to give you specifics while I integrate some of these kind of higher principles. You know, it's difficult when you've got a space of so many different women at different levels to just kind of give you specifics all the time. But taking these five-step principles and then integrating some of the specific recommendations that I actually do, hopefully you find that sweet spot for yourself, which is what, you know, my goal is in sharing this information. Hello? I see someone else was muted, and I did unmute you. This is 8884. Hello? Yes.
Yes, that's me. This is Tracy. I'm sorry. I was on mute on my own. I have just three short questions, and one is you mentioned something about doing with a calendar, working with a calendar along with Google, and I didn't get the name, something like Readle.
That's the calendars app that I use. It is available on iPhones and iPads. If you do a Google search, I'm sorry, Google search. If you do a search in the App Store for calendars, you're going to see a ton of them, but it's the one by Readle, R-E-A-D-D-L-E. It's the one that I personally use, but there are a ton of different calendars out there. I use it in combination with Google Calendars, which is a free calendar tool that you can use to basically just kind of, like you would use your planner, put in the different activities that you're going to be doing throughout the day or, you know, the month. I use that to schedule my weekly clarity sessions with clients, upcoming events, just so that I'm staying on top of what needs to happen. And if you need something that's going to help you be more consistent, that's one that works for me.
Oh, okay. Then the second question, I noticed, because I've been following you for quite some time, I'm a fan, that you, everything that you do is very strategic in the way that you name your events. And is there some type of idea generator that is used to do that, or you just come up with, like, the fire starter and things like that?
Honestly, it's just me. I really believe that it's a combination of the things that come out of me and what he puts in me. You know, this is the direction that we're moving in towards this year. But what I've been able to do, at the very least inside of my clarity sessions, is help clients get that out for themselves. So, you know, in the last week, there were quite a few people that I was just asking them questions, and they would tell me, this is well, you know, I call it this. And I'm like, okay, well, then that's your brand message. That is your vision for the year, and this is how you're going to market around it. So it either comes out of me, or I can kind of, through a series of questions, kind of help you figure out how to brand your message as well. But it's good to have those titles, you know, because, one, you want something that's going to embody what it is you're trying to convey to the world, and you want to make it easy for people to differentiate what you're doing from somebody else. Like, I wrote recently about hamburgers, right? You know, you've got Wendy's, you've got Burger King, you've got McDonald's, but you've only got one Big Mac. And when I say Big Mac, you know where that's from. So you've got to be able to differentiate your coaching service, your beauty product, your T-shirt line, or you know, your virtual conference. You've got to differentiate it by creating a brand message that works for you. And if you find it's not easy for you to come up with that, whether you work with me or, you know, you springboard with a friend, you've got to find a way to create those brand messages for yourself. But that's a good question.
Okay, good, because I'm going to be setting up my clarity session finally sometime. I want to do it, you know, according to your schedule, so I want to do that. And then just the last thing, because I'm at the point, or I have been at the point where I just need plain old-fashioned help. Was it easy to find help, or how did you initially find help when it was needed?
That's a really good question. How did I initially find help? There are different ways in which I've gone about finding help. I started just by simply saying, well, you know what? What exactly do I need help in? Because, you know, it's so hard when you go, oh, my God, I love you. You find somebody you want to talk to, right? I love you so much. I love everything that you help me. And they go, how can I help you? And I don't know. Can you just help?
I'm there.
You know, can you just do something? You know, it's kind of like, well, what specifically do you need help in? I knew when I started, I wanted to do e-books. And so, okay, well, how do I write an e-book? You know, I wanted to figure out how to build. It's funny because I work with clients and I build e-commerce websites now. I was deathly afraid of doing them before because what is an e-commerce website? How do you take payments? All of that was just so scary to me. It was scary because I needed to say, how do I make an e-commerce website, right? So it's not so much I need help or how do I find help. What do I need help in? Because then you can say, well, if I need help in, LaShonda, you said build a membership website. Specifically, what does that entail? What exactly do you want to do? Well, I need help in creating my packages. Oh, God, LaShonda, it's been 6 months and I haven't created my packages. Figure out first specifically what exactly you want to accomplish and whether you find it in a book or you reach out to somebody and ask them a question, I think that's the easiest place to start. Another thing is just simply by having conversations. When I was networking in New York, I had a couple of conversations with peers, and also in the last 2 months, people have been calling me and vice versa. People that are when I call them peers, we're either in the same industry or, we're online and active together and just having a conversation. You know, this is a couple of things that I wanted to do, springboarding ideas, and then people gave me recommendations based on that. So, you know, a part of the process is that you need to have conversations. You know, one of my clients, he said, I created my own mastermind group where every Sunday, me and four other men, we come together and we talk. That you tell people the things that you're trying to do, and then can help point you in the right direction as well. So for me, it's a combination of being specific and then also just having strategic conversations with people. You might find that there are one or two people you want to sit down and talk to in the next week or even the next month just so that they can help point you in the right direction or break down this idea of help into more specific areas that you can focus on first. So I might be that first person that we have again because, you know, you've got a clarity session. So schedule that with me, and
okay.
We can talk more about the specifics.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much. Wonderful.
You're welcome. Wonderful. So, ladies, I am about to rock and roll here enjoying the final days of myself and my hubby and my son in sunny Florida. I hope that you guys have enjoyed our fire up Power Circle, final Jumpstart Your Business call of the year, all those branded terms in one, right? If you have any questions for me, definitely make sure that you email me, lhenry@sistersense.com. Always love to hear your voice, so you can actually just go to SisterSense, click that tab on the right-hand side that says send me a voice message, and I will respond to those as soon as I can. I'm going back to business next week. No more vacation. The holiday is officially coming to a close. And, of course, you know, we are starting the year inside the Firestarter Circle. So last call if you want to participate in the mastermind. You may not be able to get the whole 90-day, you know, get all that stuff done in the next couple of weeks, but if even you can just get 30 days done or 45 days done worth of content, kind of understand the system that I'm working with, I definitely think that you will be way above the rest. So final call to either sign up for the Mastermind Weekend or to also register for the one-day webinar conference, which is happening on the 10th. All those amazing speakers that I'm going to be having. Lucinda Cross is going to be there. I've got two exclusive interviews for you guys to listen to, one from Tiffany, the Budgetnista, one from the wonderful TV personality, Renee Seiler. She's been on CBS. She's got her amazing website, goodenoughmother.com. I've got some, again, awesome ladies going to be sharing branding, business, moving yourself, getting fired up to the next level, information, and all of that is over at powercircleconference.com. Use the code FIRE15 if you haven't already registered, and you can get $10 off of registration. So that's it for today, ladies. I hope you've enjoyed my 5 steps to getting what you want every year and that you've gotten some clarity. Enjoy your new year. We've got so many amazing things to do. Woohoo! So I will talk to you very, very soon. Take care, guys. Bye.